Good morning and welcome to the Rudin Report Live. It's Thanksgiving football week, and that's going to be the theme to the show, and we're going to get into it real quickly because we have an important person standing by. But first, joining me as always, Sean Ireland. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Always a fun week, and we'll talk a little bit ourselves in the last segment, but we have two big Thanksgiving Day games involving teams in the top eight in the state poll. And joining us a little later are going to be Darien coach Andy Grant and New Canaan coach Lou Marinelli. But we're going to start off talking Greenwich Staples. And with us right now is Cardinals coach Anthony Morello. Tony, how you doing?
Hey, Dave. How's it going? Hey, Sean. Thanks
hey,
for having me on, guys.
Nah, thanks for
doing
joining
great.
You must be a little tired sitting around.
Actually, I'm babysitting right now. Sunday's my day to give my wife, Megan, some time off. So we're doing this interview together.
Okay. I might have to go then to the brains of the family afterwards, but we'll stick with you for the time being. But is it hard? And is it harder this year? I mean, you guys had to sit around the first week of the season, an extra week, and now you have the typical long layoff. In light of the fact that you already had one of these, is this just get kind of tired and everybody just wants to go out and hit somebody and play a game?
Well, I can tell you that, you know, the statistics are what they are. We keep track of every practice that we have all season. Last year at this time, we were at practice number 58, and on the practice plan for this coming Monday is practice number 68. So we've definitely had another, you know, we've had 10 more practices than we had last year. And, you know, once the season starts, the dates are the dates. Weeks are 7 days. So we've definitely had more practice time this year. But I think that was a really good thing, too, for us, especially graduating as many starters that we did to have that extra time, especially early in the season, was really beneficial and really helped us at that time.
Well, we've got two 8-1 teams going at each other, and there's a common theme with three of the four teams, actually all four teams, but it's been defense. You've allowed 88 points a game, Staples 75. First of all, has the nature of the rivalry changed a lot? There's not a proximity between you, a close proximity between the two of you. You kind of got put together just because of not having a natural rival. And the last 3 or 4 years, you've played some great games. Plus the fact now that Staples has climbed into the pack of teams having sustained success, you're both class LL championship contenders. Has the rivalry really heated up the last few years?
Well, Staples and Greenwich, they've been having great games for 20 plus years. I was a part of them when Coach Petrosio was coaching for Staples in the early 2000s. And I think the rivalry just developed through great football games. And it's going to be a great battle. And these are two teams that look forward to this game every year. We had the Staples freshmen defeated our freshmen on Thursday by one score. It was tied for the better part of the second half. And then yesterday, the Greenwich JVs beat the freshmen, Staples JVs with a late pick six. So we had two great football games at the sub-varsity level, which is a testament to all that the coaches do on both sides at the sub-varsity level. And, you know, we're just going to look to continue that rivalry. Obviously, there couldn't be anything more. The stakes couldn't be higher for Thursday's game. It's for the FCAC championship of the West Division. And obviously, in Double L, the winner of our game and the winner of Prep West Haven are going to have home field for those first two playoff games. So there couldn't be more riding on this Thanksgiving game, on top of already just a good rivalry between both programs.
Yeah, you kind of read where I was going. That's the big thing at stake is guaranteed home game in the first round, and we know how important that is. Given the way, and you two teams are so similar just in terms of statistics, 13-point differential in terms of scoring and points allowed, Do you see this right now as being a defensive battle and a lower scoring game than you've played the last few years?
I couldn't tell you how this game is going to go. You know, as the offensive play caller, I'm hoping that's not the case. but they always do a great job. And, you know, the game's early. It's an early morning. You have to kind of plan for that and try to counteract how the body is moving at that point in the game. Typically, the first half is a little more of a defensive battle and a slugfest, and then whoever schemes up the best, you know, at halftime and, you know, has the least amount of mistakes in the second half is usually the one who takes it. 2 years ago, we had, I think it was, 55 points, 60 points scored between both teams, and then last year it was closer to 40 points. So you never quite know what you're going to get, but I have a feeling it's going to be a really great football game for four quarters on Thanksgiving.
Sean, I'll let you do a little coach speak.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm great, Coach Ireland.
All right. Hey, so, you know, like, I grew up in North my whole life, so North McMahon is just like a city thing. Like, it's an event. What is it like? Like, is it a big – obviously, it's a big event, you know, Greenwich Staples, but, like, is Thanksgiving football, is that, like, still a huge, huge ordeal for you guys?
Absolutely. I don't remember what it's like waking up and just – having a typical Thanksgiving, our players, our coaches, our families in town, everybody is thinking Greenwich High School football on Thanksgiving. It's a great time for the alumni to come out. Alumni always know, they just need to find out whether it's home or away, and they know it's going to be 10 a.m. somewhere. And, you know, the more years that go by and we have the same opponent, that Staples, you know, the more that history just develops and that rivalry just continues to grow. But Thanksgiving football is deeply rooted in the Greenwich High School community, and we aim to keep it that way for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, like, you know, for the people who don't get this all the time, like, you know, Thanksgiving football, it's always a big game. But, you know, like, the fact that you guys are playing a game that has, like, legit meaning, you know what I mean? Like, home field advantage in the playoffs, you know. How are the boys handling that? Like, you know, what's their thought process right now that not only is it Thanksgiving football, but it's a game, like a game.
Well, they're taking it as serious as it gets. We had a great week of practice. We practiced every day. There were no days off. We were out there yesterday getting our work in before the JV game with everyone that we had left. They are focused and determined. They have been in big games before. I think that we have some tremendous leadership this year. We're really, really strong up front. Peter Von Velakis has been an amazing leader on the field for us, a great general up front. We have some great supporting cast around him up front. And the same with our secondary. We are a senior-led secondary group that came in experienced and has really limited the big plays. Our special teams have been outstanding. We're averaging over 40 yards on a punt, so field position has been huge for us this year. And, I mean, they're so tuned up and prepared for this game. You know, the opponent, we don't really spend a lot of time getting extra motivated for this opponent or that opponent. But the team certainly knows the magnitude of this game, the importance of this game. And if anybody beats us the year before, that's going to stick in our brains and motivate us to overcome that and turn the page the following year. So coming off that loss, the last two Thanksgivings, you can bet these guys are motivated for sure.
Yep. You've lost the last two games after winning the two before. What do you see as being the keys to the game, specific to Staples? Obviously, the usual limit turnovers and things like that. But what are you going to have to do to win?
Well, certainly turnovers have been a factor. We have not been a huge turnover team, and Staples has had their share of turnovers the last few weeks in games that they probably could have put away sooner. But I think obviously. We just got to play smart football. We need to take what teams give us, and, you know, we just got to limit those big plays. I think that we have proven capable of driving the field this year consistently, but we have to make sure we are not getting a little greedy over the top and throwing into double coverage or, you know, losing running backs in space, things like that. Just basic football, but... there aren't a lot of variables. You don't have to worry about traffic on Thanksgiving. The itinerary will be able to stay close to that. Honestly, finding time for these guys to get sleep during the week and try to get as much sleep as they can on Wednesday night in anticipation for the game, and just showing up and being prepared for a 7 p.m. football game at 10 a.m. I think is the biggest key for us, because if we can't come out of the gate slow, we got to come out of the gate firing on all cylinders, and I think we will be just fine.
Before I let you go, the most important question: how are you on changing diapers?
Oh, I'm an expert.
Okay, I'm not going to go anymore, and I'm not going to pursue that line of questioning anymore. But, hey, Tony.
Yeah, I'm an offensive lineman. You know,
it's
I'm
nothing you haven't
in the
seen
dirt.
Before, right?
I was always the guy with the dirty locker that everybody would make fun of when I was a player. So, you know, not that I want – that's not what the way I want my team to carry themselves necessarily. Like, you kind of are who you are, and that's kind of what I preach to the guys always. Like, just be who you are.
All right, well, Tony – thanks a lot for taking the time here. Congratulations on what you've done so far, and good luck on Thursday and beyond in the state playoffs.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Dave, and thank you, Sean. Hope you have a great rest of your Thanksgiving special today.
You too, Tom. Good luck.
Thanks, Tony. Okay, that was Greenwich coach Tony Morello. We're going to take a break and then come back with Darien coach Andy Grant. You're listening to the Rudin Report Live.
Teams, athletes, coaches, and everything that makes local high school sports great. Now, back to the Rudin Report on WICC with Dave Rudin.
Okay, we're back. Just want to let everybody know, we did try to get Staples coach Adam Behrens on today, and they are practicing right now. So he's got the Sunday morning practice and unfortunately is unavailable, so we're going to make a quick switch to what is without a doubt the state's best rivalry. Always better when the teams are atop the standings, as has been the case for a long time. And with us now, let's start with the Darien side and Coach Andy Grant. Andy, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you? How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming on. I asked Tony. I guess I'll ask all of you. Is it hard? Has it been hard sitting around, and especially the fact that the season started late? So this is the second time you've had a long break. Tony just said that he's had 10 more practices so far than a year ago. Are you guys just antsy and ready to get out there and start hitting people in red?
Yeah, certainly. definitely. It's been a long week. We had a real stretch of tough games with St. Joe's, Wilton, we really wanted to get our guys healthy, our guys kind of focused on the task at hand over the last few weeks here of the season. But this has been a long layoff, and we say it every year that this week, 10 days before Thanksgiving, is brutal, because you really fine-tune your practice. Fine-tune like your meeting schedules, and then you kind of hit this lull. But we've been doing some other things to try to keep the guys motivated, give them different looks, and keep the ball moving in the right direction for sure.
I know you want to end a streak of six straight losses to New Canaan. Yeah, last year's game, you lost 31-17. But as we recall, there were a lot of good things in the game, and that was really even though you lost, that's the performance that's propelled you to get into the state finals last year again against New Canaan and going 8-1. So you've won 10 of 12 games since last year's game. What do you remember about that game, and what happened in that game that everything just sort of clicked with your team, and you've been a different Blue Wave team since then?
Yeah, that first quarter of that game, we lost control of it, and that's on the coaching staff to kind of reel some of that stuff back in. We got in a tough formation defensively and lost contain on a sweep to their sidelines, and then kickoff return. And after that, we settled down and we played a really good second half. And that score was definitely not indicative of how we thought that game played out, and we thought we did a lot of good things in the second half, and we used that as fuel towards our quarter and semifinal game, and We learned a lot. We learned a lot about our quarterback that game. We learned about our offensive line that we didn't know how strong those two spots could really be for us, and they really did accelerate in their learning curve through that game and beyond.
We expected you coming in to have one of the most prolific offenses in the state, and that's certainly been the case. You've put up 372 points this year, so you're averaging over 41. And as we said, the defense has been underrated. You've only given up 116 points. Now, everyone talks about New Canaan's defense as well. They're only giving up 10 points a game. Do you see this, that it's going to be a battle of your offense against their defense, or do you see maybe it's going to be the other side of the ball and who excels on that side more?
Yeah, it's kind of a multi-layered question and multi-layered answer for sure. I've been down this path at quite a few times where New Canaan has showed something all year, and then they get to Thanksgiving and I remember, I think it was maybe 18 or 19, and they had Drew Pine as a senior, and they threw the ball one time at Darien, and they hadn't showed that stuff the entire year. So we're expecting that we're going to see a lot of things we haven't seen before, and we know that we need to kind of cover all our bases as we look forward towards this game. Our offense is done really well, and we put up points on some of the lower tier teams in the FCAC, and we've managed games really well again in some of our battling games. So I've been excited to see how we compete offensively throughout the year, and there's times where we need to score a lot of points, and there's times where we need to kind of win in that slugfest, and I'm happy to win in that slugfest form and kind of manage the clock and manage the special teams and manage the game. So offensively, it's going to kind of dictate, the game's going to kind of tell us what we need to do as we move throughout the quarters of that game. And defensively, we have improved weekly defensively, and we do a lot of things to try to provide mismatches for us, put ourselves in good advantageous situations, as well as put pressure on people, and people know that we bring a lot of pressure. So our goal is to make things confusing for offenses and put them in binds and in situations they're not used to seeing every day.
Sean, I'll let you get into a little coach speak with Andy.
Coach, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. So, Coach, this is, you know, Thanksgiving football is huge. You know, it is what it is. But you guys play, you're lucky you get to play in the game, you know, in the whole entire state. Like, this is the biggest rivalry in the entire state. What do you do, like, early on? Because after the ball's kicked off, after a series here and there, it ends up just being a normal game. What do you tell your kids, like, before the game, like, just how they control their emotions and stuff like that, just to let them know, hey, guys, listen, you kind of answered in the last question, you know, manage the game and stuff like that, but how do you try to control the kids before the game, you know, so they're not just going crazy?
Yeah, so I think our goal as a staff and as a program is to win the state championship every single year. So our message every single week, and I know this is coach speak for sure, but it's to go 1-0. And these past 10 days, we've looked to go practice by practice and not look ahead to New Canaan, not look ahead to this playoffs, but kind of handle every single practice. And from my standpoint and the coaching standpoint as a whole for us, this is the rivalry game you guys have been looking forward to since you were in second, third, fourth grade, and you've seen the games at Boyle Stadium with 10 or 12,000 people when you were in elementary school. And now you're a part of that. And now you get to be the showcase of the state, and people come out of the woodwork for this game, and 4,000, 5,000 people this game, and 5, 6, 7,000 people watching it on online where it's streamed. It's a big audience, and these kids all know that. We try to, in warm-ups, let that all soak in and let that soak in. It's about you. It's about the work you've put in. But again, once that first hit on kickoff is done, it's still a football game. We need to execute. We need to do the things that we've kind of put you in tricky situations throughout the last 10 days to do. And we stress you out in practice because we want the game to kind of flow for you and let the athleticism kick in. So we're going to try to simulate as much pressure as we can over the next three or four practices we have. And then after that, let that training kind of run its course. And hopefully we've done a good job preparing these kids.
How about you have the state playoffs coming up on Tuesday, the following Tuesday. So you've got a quick turnaround. Is this almost like around one of the playoffs that you're battling right now for seeding? And it's such a big rivalry. You never want to lose to New Canaan. And then you got to come back and get into win or else mode. Is this almost like a game as well that kind of kicks you off into the postseason?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's one of those – Friday morning is – it's one of those days where you're exhausted, where 100% you're exhausted. You've gone through a highly stressful football game for 3 hours, then you go into Thanksgiving chaos, and then you break down film on Thursday night, and you're back with your team early Friday morning, and the coaches – the turnaround is quick. So your body's exhausted, and it does feel really good to come in on Friday morning having won that game. But on the flip side, you know that you need to turn the page regardless, win or lose, because Tuesday turns quick. It comes quickly. And when you need to prepare for someone you probably haven't seen all year, You have a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do as a staff. A lot of work to do to get the kids physically ready to go in terms of rehab and recovery from a hard-fought game on Thursday. To mentally prepared. What are we going to do against this team that you probably haven't had the significant time to game plan for? So the turnaround is fast, and I really do think this is the best 3 weeks of the season to two and a half weeks, really, when it comes down to it, because it's this pressure from every single day you're trying to put something in. There's really no off days for the kids, no off days for the staff. It's just go time. And the turnaround is great. The emotion's great. The school gets into it. The communities are into it. So we're really looking forward to Thursday, then that Tuesday turnaround.
Well, Andy, we all figured that Darianne was going to be strong this year, and you've lived up to the hype. We all talk about the players. I don't think anybody has really talked about the coaching, and you and your staff have done a great job with this team. So congratulations on the 8-1 start. And I haven't missed I've covered the last, I think, 20 or so Darianne New Canaan games, and I'm sure this will be a great one as well. So thanks a lot for taking the time here. Good luck on Thursday, and I'll see you then, and best of luck in the States as well.
Yeah, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much, and we'll see you Thursday. Sean, I'll see you soon.
All right. Good luck, Coach.
Thanks. Okay. Have a good one.
Thanks, Andy. And that was Darianne Coach Andy Grant. We're going to take a break, and coming back, New Canaan Coach Lou Marinelli. You're listening to the Rudin Report Live on WICC.
He knows everything you need to know about local high school sports. Back to the Rudin Report with Dave Rudin on WICC 695.9, the voice of Connecticut.
Okay, we're back. The theme of the show, Thanksgiving football, and we're going to stay on Darianne New Canaan, the state's best rivalry. And joining us right now is Lou Marinelli, the Rams coach. Lou, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Now, first of all, I haven't seen you in a few weeks, but since then, you got victory number 400 against Brian McMahon. So congratulations. And I know what you're going to say, but what does that mean to you? Because that's something special.
Well, it means I'm old.
Oh, I knew that was coming. I was gonna answer that for you.
I knew you were gonna say that, but it's true. I found a place that has allowed us to build a program, and a lot of my former players are now coaching with us. And it's special. I think New Canaan is a special town. I think the administration has embraced our program, and it's a good marriage. It's a good team. So I'm just proud to be representing New Canaan, and I have a staff that is absolutely second to none. Guys that love football, that love the kids, and work hard. So I mean, it's a good situation for us.
I always tell people if you want to know why New Canaan's always good, and obviously there are many, many other factors. I said, come to youth football night at New Canaan, and they introduce all the teams, and there's about 300 kids on the field.
That's true. And what that does is it forces our high school players, to their role models, whether they want to be or not. So I think they've done a tremendous job of being role models for the young kids, and hopefully they're motivated to come up and play for New Canaan. And just look at this game, this Turkey Bowl game, as something that, the youth on both sides, for Darien and New Canaan, that kids want to play in. I mean, it's exciting. So as long as they're motivated to do that on both sides, I think both towns are, proud of their programs, and it's just a great game. It's all that's good about high school athletics. It really is.
Absolutely. I was with your former defensive coordinator Wednesday night, and we were talking about that, and you hear 400, but if you break it down, that means somebody's going to have to coach for 40 years and average 10 victories a year to tie that. And who I'm talking about. He said, not only that, who's going to stay at coaching for 40 years the way it is right now? You look at what it was like when you started, and you look at what it's like now. I mean, could you see anybody staying anywhere or just staying in coaching for 40 years?
I would hope so. It's a different time right now. I'm fortunate to have married a girl that, allowed me allowed me not to grow up. I guess to do something that we absolutely love. And she's bought in. She teaches the moms football with Franny.
Football with Franny.
so that's allowed me. But there's not too many Frannies around anymore. I mean, they look at their husbands and they say, here you are, you're spending all this time and you're getting paid that, and you're coaching other kids, and our kids are home with me. I mean, it's a different time. It really is. But I hope that there are coaches and wives that allow their husbands to do what they love.
And not only Franny with the coaching, but how many college caps does she have from joining you to go watch former players play all over the country?
How fun is that, though? I mean, going down to TCU to watch those two guys, and going up to BC and now going to watch some of them that are in the NFL. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It really is to see how, not just the kids that are playing in the NFL, but when you coach this long and you see kids that have gone on and been very successful, and you know that football had a little piece of their success, and you hope that it's trained them to do the right things, and how hard work can really get them to places that they never thought they could before. So I think that's worth all the it's worth more than all the money in the world to see kids be successful. That's why we do it. So you just hope that it continues.
Okay, let's focus a little bit on the game on Thursday. The one thing I'm most curious about is your last really big game with Staples, and that seems like it was ages ago. You've won three games pretty easily, really haven't been tested, and now all of a sudden you've got to turn it on for your biggest rival. Is it harder the way the schedule has fallen, and that you've had games that haven't been really competitive for several weeks to have to now get right back into what the first half of the season was like for you?
You know, we really don't look at it like that. You know, it's like, who's next? And we try, you know, we work as hard for Central as we do for Darien, as we did for Staples, as we did for Massac and when we got beat. So, I mean, it's, I don't really look at it that way. You know, who's next? And we want to win the next game. And they happen to be one of the best, if not the best teams that we'll be facing all year. So, I mean, we've got to make sure that our kids are focused and you know, ready to go. And which I think we're almost there. You know, we have a couple more days yet to just, you know, shine everything up and make sure that we're ready to go. We know our assignments and everything else. But like I said, I think our staff has done a tremendous job all season at getting our kids ready to play. So it should be exciting. I mean, Thanksgiving Day football is special. And as much as some of the administrators up north want to get rid of it, I think when you see the crowds in all the communities and how every kid has a big game right up to Thanksgiving, I think it's just tremendous.
Sean, I'll let you do a little coach speak with Lou.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Hey, Sean, how you doing?
Good. I'm happy to say I contributed to a lot of Coach's 400 wins, so I should be mentioned.
Not many. Your teams are always tough to play against. They were well coached, and you know, we were fortunate at times. So we do miss you, Sean.
Yeah, I miss it too. So, Coach, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Andy on the segment before. So now you're seeing all your starters. You know, they've been waiting for this game probably since they were in second, third, fourth grade. They probably haven't missed a game. Now it's their time. What do you do before the game? You know, because after the first play, you know, it's a normal game. What do you tell your kids before the game just to stay in the moment, not to let it get to you, you know, just play?
You know, I had a kid that played for me that called me and said, Coach, you know, I heard Nick Saban say something that really stuck with me. He said, I wish we had done it. When we played Darien, is that, you know, it's the journey to Darien. It's everything that we've done up to this point. And enjoy the journey and enjoy the teammates and enjoy the practices. Enjoy running out there on the field because it goes by so quick. You know, so, yeah, you know, they want to win. We want to win. But, you know, just enjoy this. Enjoy it. Don't put so much pressure on yourself that because both of us are going to be playing, you know, in the playoffs, regardless of what happens. So enjoy this because in a couple of weeks, it's all going to be over. They're going to be talking about, you know, the basketball and the wrestling and the indoor track and hockey and all those other things. And it's going to be, you know, a blip on the radar screen. So enjoy it. Enjoy it. You know, just grasp it and really enjoy it. When you run out there, it's going to be a huge crowd. You know, enjoy it. Enjoy the journey. That's my message to my kids. That's my pregame talk. Enjoy this. Enjoy it. Play your absolute best game today. Play it today and let the chips fall where they may. You know, and because it doesn't matter because we're going to be playing on Tuesday anyway. And, you know, that's for, you know, the States.
Do you have to – I asked Andy this too. Is this almost like round one of the playoffs for you because you have the quick turnaround on Tuesday and you go from playing your biggest rival in the biggest game in the state to do or die games. So hopefully you get three of them. So is this almost – while it's a big rivalry game, it's almost like the first round of the playoffs, but you'll still get to live to see another day even if you lose?
The good news, win or lose, is that you don't have time to celebrate and you don't have time to be depressed about it because, you know, you're playing on Tuesday. So, I mean, that's good. That's a good thing, regardless of what happens. You can't dwell on it. We'll look at the film. We'll try to correct and we'll try to get ready for the next opponent. But, you know, as coaches, we look at it as we just got to get ready for the next game. It's just a game. You know, we got to get ready for it. And we're going to coach our kids up, and we're going to make sure that they read their keys and they know what they're doing. And, you know, we just let it go. Just let it go. But it's I used to do this, especially years ago with, like, Mike Sangster, who was a tremendous football coach, where it was life and death. And I think we got the kids, you know, so worked up that it was, you know, that if they did make a mistake, they couldn't rebound from it. And, oh, my God. But, you know, it's different now. Maybe it's because I'm older. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm older. But I want them to enjoy it, because this team that we have, it's a family. And the family is going to break up in a couple of weeks. You know, hopefully we go all the way to the 14th of December. And, you know, they just enjoy this, because it goes by so fast. It goes by so fast. And yeah, play your absolute best game. Play your absolute best game the next game.
On the surface, this looks like New Canaan's defense against Darien's offense. You're only giving up 10 points a game. We had Chris Silvestri on a couple of weeks ago. Everybody knows how great your defense has been and how well you guys do scheming for opponents. They're averaging over 40 points a game. Do you see this as coming down to, can your defense stop them, or is there something else you think that might be a bigger storyline?
Yeah, I know how our defense can stop them. Better is if our offense can move the ball. If they don't have it, then, you know, that's going to be a very, you know, a key thing. If we turn the ball over and we give it back to that offense, I mean, there's no way we'll have a chance, an opportunity to win. But I do think that, you know, there's more to the game than just offense and defense. It's, you know, your special teams. And, you know, whenever you're playing a good team, you know, you've got to be on your game. And I think, you know, they'll do a good job. But if we continue to turn the ball over and give them the ball, the same thing with them. If they turn the ball over to us, I mean, but it's not just this game. It's any game. And that's what he's been teaching. You know, that's what Andy's been teaching all year and his staff. And that's what we've been teaching all year for this staff. So, you know, it's the end of the year. Let's see how we do. And if we mess up, doesn't matter. We're playing on Tuesday, you know, and we'll play a different opponent. And, you know, hopefully we'll meet them again on December 14th. We're hoping, if we're fortunate enough to get there.
Well, Lou, congratulations again on win number 400 and the success the team's having this year. You guys have been in the state playoffs. This is right up there with 400 victories, but you've been in the state playoffs every year since 2005. So it's been an incredible run. I'll see you Thursday morning, and I wish you best of luck in the game and then going forward in the state playoffs.
Now, I appreciate it. I appreciate how much, you know, you do for not only the FCAC, but high school sports in general. And Sean, I think you're doing a great job, you know, on the airways too, to you know, promote the FCAC especially. So thank you guys for all that you do.
Thanks, Lou.
Thanks a lot, Lou.
Okay. Thank you guys.
See you Thursday. Same to you. Okay. Thanks.
Same to you. Care.
Bye now. Bye.
That was New Canaan coach Lou Marinelli. We're going to take a quick break, and then Sean and I will wrap things up with some of our own thoughts. You're listening to the Rudin Report live on WICC.
Fall high school sports lives right here on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut. Now back to the Rudin Report and your host, Dave Rudin.
Okay, we're back. Still talking Thanksgiving football. Sean, we had three great coaches on, and certainly they lived up to the hype in terms of their radio performances as well.
Yeah, you know, the fact that, you know, they took the time out, you know, to do that, credit to them. You know, but three great coaches, you know, and, you know, the fact that they're playing for, like, a meaningful game, you know, that's credit to them and their programs.
I have to say, and when you were coaching, you were as big a part of this too. From a media standpoint, you know, across the board, not just talking individually, across the board, some coaches are cooperative, and some are not as cooperative, we'll say. And you would think football coaches would, you know, we're the big boys, and we're going to get the attention no matter what. There's only one other sport in the FCAC where I could think of where the coaches are as cooperative. You ask anything of these coaches, and they'll bend over backwards for the media. They get it in terms of, yeah, we're going to get attention anyhow, but we making our jobs easier just helps promote their teams and their kids and everything. So you were part of the fraternity. You still are. You probably saw it too. I'm sure the camaraderie between all of you that we don't see is the same as the media sees when we need to get interviews or need something special to work on a story.
Yeah, we would say it all the time, actually, at meetings. The head coaches probably get together, maybe 4 or 5 times a year, the whole group. And we say it all the time. We hate each other for 2 hours on a Friday night. And then as soon as that last whistle's blown, we're back to being close friends again. And I'm sure it's like this in other leagues too, but the coaches in the FCAC, it is a real tight, tight-knit group.
Nope, you see it on media day, when we get everybody together and all the coaches are gathering, and it's kind of a great kickoff. It's a chance for them. And, it's just like I said, from a media standpoint, you can't be more appreciative of getting that level of cooperation. And it's not as universal as people might think. So I can only think of one other group of coaches that are on the same par as football coaches. Let's finish up quickly. I kind of feel a little bit guilty in terms of saying there's two big games on Thursday, because obviously those are the two. I really should have said those are the two highest profile games, because as you know, Thursday morning when Norwalk plays McMahon, that's their Super Bowl, even though they haven't had the kind of seasons they wanted. When Ridgefield and Danbury play on Wednesday night, that's their Super Bowl, even though they haven't had the kind of seasons that they wanted. Stanford West Hill, it's bragging rights for a city. You've coached in a city where there's been different pockets and different levels of success. You know what it's like. The cliche, you can throw the records out, no matter what that game means to a community.
Yeah, it's true, David. And like I said last week, it's not a game; it's an event, and it's the event is just centered around the game. The whole town is there, the mayor's there, the superintendent of schools there, the board of ed members are there. It brings everybody out. There's nothing like it. The only thing you can hope for is like good weather. When there's good weather, even more people come out. And it's not just North McMahon. It's all the towns you just said. It's an event that's just centered around the game, which is awesome. And not just the New Canaan and Darien's, like our kids too. The North High, the Brian McMahon kids, they've been going to this game since they were in second, third grade, and they can't wait to play. So it's just a great day. I wish every team would play Thursday morning, take this Wednesday night stuff and throw it out the window.
Yeah, I agree.
There's nothing like waking up on Thursday morning, getting ready for a game.
Nope, I agree with you 100%. And one other game that I just want to mention real quickly, because it's got big implications, is the Trumbull-St. Joseph game. Trumbull needs to win there, and they'll probably get into the state playoffs. And if that happens, that would give the FCX 7 teams, because Fairfield Ludlow has gotten in. So an incredible run for FCX football again. Just as we kind of finish up here quickly, if anyone asked me to make a prediction on Greenwich Staples and New Canaan Darien, I'm at a loss. I really could see both those games going either way.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm going to flip a coin. I think when the games are like this, you got two games where the teams are literally dead even. So I'm going to – Greenwich Staples, I'm going to flip a coin. New Canaan and Darien, I'm going to flip a coin. It's too tough to tell.
No, I agree, and it sounds like a cop-out, but they're definitely you could see either team winning and a lot of close games, and let's just hope they live up to the hype and that we got close football games. So This has been the Rood Report Live. I want to thank our guests, Greenwich coach Tony Morello, Darien coach Andy Grant, New Canaan coach Lou Marinelli. Sean, thanks a lot. Have a good Thanksgiving, and we'll do this again next week.
You too, Dave.
Have a good Thanksgiving, everybody. You've been listening to the Rood Report Live. We'll see you next week.